The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Dog.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, we are back live on The Grind. See my people on Facebook Live are chiming in. Great morning to you, Princess Tavares. Thank you for saying good morning. Great morning to you, Rachel Joseph. Thank you so much for saying good morning. Great morning to you, Vicky Durr. Man, love you guys for jumping on. Thank you for saying good morning. Man, this is another day. Today is Thursday. This is Think About It Thursday. Actually, you know, every day should be Think About It, but Think About It Thursday sounds good. Guys, this is the realest show ever. This is where we have that unscripted conversation. We bring some gaps over here. We're going to say some things on the show that some people are going to frown upon, but we're going to do it so tastefully that they have to like it. They have to like it. Because whatever we say, we always tell you that you either it either applies to you or it doesn't. All right. If you're passing the shoe and you put the shoe on, you try it on, it don't fit, then put it back down and keep walking. But if you put the shoe on and the shoe fits, then don't get mad. Just fix it. All right. It's cool. I'm gonna tell you one of the most egotistical or non-egotistical things, I should say, that I ever had to do was to be able to take constructive criticism or to be able to take correction, because, you know, everybody wants to believe that everything that they do, everything that they say is right. And we've said before that, you know, just because you don't like the way somebody else does something doesn't mean that your way is the be all end all right way to do it, you know? So, you know, It's a process that you have to go through every single day, man. And you have to grind in that thing. Every day you wake up is something different. Right? Every day you wake up is something different. But one thing that I know we have to do, man, is we have to appreciate who we are, and we have to appreciate where we are. If you're not in tune enough with yourself, man, to really slow down long enough to figure out, you know, what's going on in your own life, then, man, there's absolutely no way that you can figure out what's going on in anybody else's life, right? So we have to make sure that, pull this up here, we have to make sure that we are, oh, yeah, that's it. We have to make sure that we're doing the right stuff, man, by ourselves. And, you know, we always talk about being first partaker, you know, and guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday morning, and everything that we say on this show, I'm going to tell you everything that I say on this show. Let me just keep it with myself. Everything that I say on this show is something that I've either been through, going through, you know, or I'm currently in through now. So I understand exactly, you know, how some people feel when you've got, you know, a blind man trying to tell somebody, you know, how to see. When you've got a man, you know, a person that has never, you know, done a certain thing and trying to tell you exactly how to do it. And so I refrain from doing that on this show because I want to make sure that everything that comes out of my mouth, you know, is already on the inside. So I see we got people jumping on Facebook Live. Thank you guys so much. Great morning, Sonia Boykin. Thank you for jumping on. Great morning, Mr. John Riley. Thank you for jumping on. Man, you guys are faithful listeners, man, and I thank you for your time. You guys could have been doing anything in the world that you wanted to do, but you decided to chime in, you know, with me this morning on The Grind. So share this out, because we're going to talk about something, as always, something that's a little, I won't say it's controversial, but something that kind of hits home with you this morning. And as always, we definitely want to be able to pique interest with everybody this morning, because, you know, the topics, the things that we talk about on this show, you know, are always something that's going to help bridge some gaps. Never to be vicious, never to be vindictive, none of that, but always just to help people bridge gaps. I believe the foundation of what you do in life is that people see what you do and people either want to emulate the good or emulate the bad. It's just people don't know. So, you know, how you carry yourself is very, very important. So great morning, Pamela Gray. Thank you for jumping on, baby. Great morning, Sean Jackson Hughes. Thank you guys for jumping on. Man, awesome and amazing day. Yeah, that's right. It is a great morning. Every day is a great morning, but today is Thursday for sure. That means tomorrow must be Friday. You know, there are a lot of people that live for the weekend, right? So if you live for the weekend, man, then you have a little, your spirits are a little higher today because you're living for the weekend. You know that Friday is coming around and you ain't going to have to worry about going to work for a couple of days, you know, at least. So, man, before we get into what we're getting into today, man, you know, today is Think About It Thursday. So we want to make sure, you know, that we're thinking about the things that are going on in our lives and thinking about, you know, our relationships, thinking about, you know, not just friendships, but, you know, the other relationships as well. Everything starts with the friendship. But think about the people that are in your lives, you know, and think about the people that are supposed to be there, and also think about the people that aren't supposed to be there. Because that's some of what we're going to talk about today, just a little bit, you know, and you got to figure out whether you want to stay together with that person or not, man. You come back.
You know I love you, right? I love you too. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. Wanna be with my baby.
Yes. Yeah. Chair built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
You know what?
You and me, we
go together. Baby, we've been through so much. I love it so strong. You know what?
You and me, we go together.
We together.
Oh, yeah.
we're gonna stay together. We're gonna stay together with the right people, right? Because man, don't waste time, don't waste your life, you know, trying to stay together with people that ain't moving. Let me get off of that, because some of y'all be like, literally, y'all be like, man, let me get up out of here, let me roll, and y'all just shoot, be gone. But man, there's a process, you know, to everything. If you have a comment, feel free to put it on the Facebook live screen. And I'll be able to say your comment right there live. But man, the title of the show is Outsider. And you know, I entitled that the show that because you know, sometimes in life you may feel like an outsider, you know, and I'm not even talking about, you know, to everybody else. I'm talking about, you know, to yourself. And some of us give up too easy. And there are some feelings that some of us go through while we're changing ourselves, and we get left alone with ourselves. And when you get left alone with yourself, that's that reflection time. That's that man in the mirror time. Some of us are afraid to be left alone with ourselves, and you know, we won't even look in the mirror that long to brush our teeth, you know, because you know we don't like what we see, and when because we have to face the person that we are, you know, in order to become the person that we want to become. And a lot of us aren't really willing to do that because, you know, we've become accustomed to just being who we are for everyone else. And you know that one of the things that we always talk about on the show is, you know, becoming the person that you're supposed to become. And you can't do that until you feel like, you know, at some point in time, you'll feel like the outsider. There's that moment in life when you know, and you know it, everybody has it. It's just a matter of how soon you quit or grab it. It's that moment in life when you realize that you have to sacrifice the person that you are for the person that you'll become. And right at that moment is when you have to make a decision. Now, I'm giving you all this because somebody's going through this right now. Some of you have been through this. Some of you have looked in the mirror, and some of you have realized who you are, and you made the decision that you no longer wanted to be that person, right? And you said, you know, because this person is this, and these things don't feel good. I'm not talking about your comfort zone right now. I'm talking about knowing the difference between who you really are, what you were really called to be and do, and the person and the difference between, you know, the person that you're supposed to be. So some of us look in that mirror and we see it and we run, right? So, but when you look in that mirror and you stay long enough and you really start to realize that I'm going to have to sacrifice the person that I see in this mirror to become the person that I need to be in order to get the things that I want. And why are you here on earth doing what you do if you're not following the path that God gave you? Remember, we talk about the thumbprint all the time. God gave each of us, you know, unique fingerprints. You're not like anybody else. So there's something unique. You still draw air. You woke up this morning and you drew some breath in your lungs. That means that God still has need for you. There's still something on this earth that you need to do, and your only responsibility is to find out what that thing is, right? But if you never deal with the truth of who you really are, then you're never going to find out who that person really is, because a lot of us, we did an earlier show called The Imposter, and you guys can go back into the archives and be able to hear all of these different episodes. There's probably over 100 now. And we did a show called The Imposter. And the imposter is the person that's really running your life. And you're not really at the control. You've allowed somebody else to come in and run your life. It's an alter ego, an alter self, somebody that has transformed you into something that you weren't meant to be. And you let them sit in your control booth. And now they're controlling your controls, all a part of of Master Your Mindset series that we did earlier on in the show. You're letting them sit at your control booth, and they're controlling all of your controls. That's why you want to look in the mirror, because it's like the Incredible Hulk, all right? It's like the Incredible Hulk. When he looks in the mirror, you know, he sees, when he's not the Hulk, he sees the person that he isn't. You know, so he sees the Hulk. He doesn't want to be the Hulk, but he has no control over it, right? He's tried to cure it time and time again, right? So he sees the Hulk. He doesn't see himself. When he does push through enough to see himself in the mirror, that image of the Hulk always comes through and it throws him off, you know. And a lot of us quit. A lot of us quit long before we get to that point to where we're just starting to have the breakthrough. This is when you start to feel like the outsider, right? This is when things start to get kind of hairy in your life. Things get a little hectic and you're like, okay, I want to break away. I want to break away, but how do I break away? It doesn't feel good when I'm breaking away. When you're breaking away from gravity, the G-forces that are pulling you away from Earth's gravity, it's strong. So there's a shaking. There's a pulling of you back down to where you were. And at that moment, most of us quit because we don't look appealing to the people on the outside, right? That's right, Pam. Sacrifice who you are for who you want to be. You know, we talked about that some last night on a training call as well. You know, so, you know, to become the person that you need to become, you need to be able to endure the pull of who you are as opposed to who you need to be. And you need to be able to get right in that moment to where you feel like you're going to break apart. And once you break apart, once you break out of that little moment right there, that's the moment where you just said, you know what, I've made a decision, right, to move forward in life as a different person, the person that I'm supposed to be, right? We talk about the decision-making process that we go through every day for everything, and you have to realize, are you making the decision for your life based on who you are? Or are you making the decision for your lives based on who you are becoming, who you want to be, right? So, you know, what I want to give you guys this morning, you know, is I want to empower you to actually understand that, you know, your feelings, the feelings that you're going through are normal, right? The people falling away from you, the people telling you that it won't work, the people telling you that you changed, you know, it's all normal. You know, we talk about change all the time on this show. We talk about transformation. When somebody tells you, yeah, look, you're changing. For some reason, we think that's a negative thing. Why is change so negative? Because people have made it negative. Why? Because when they see you changing, they know they're not changing, and they feel like they're getting left behind. That's that fear of loss. So they tell you, you're not the same person. You're changing. You know what I tell them when they say that to me? I'm like, you doggone right, I'm changing. I wasn't meant to stay the same person the same way I am all my life. I have to grow. How do you grow without changing? How does that happen? And the changes are all around us. The things that we need to change are all around us. You won't feel like such an outsider in your own body if you use the things that are around you to change, right? And so what we do is we get with self and we look at ourselves, and there's two versions of us, the version that we are and the version that we want to become. And as we're becoming the version that we want to be, we have this pull from the version that we are. And what we're not doing is we're not utilizing the strength and the empowerment that we have all around us that God has given us. Nobody else, right? Nobody else. God has given us the power to basically move from this point to this point. And it's a simple thing when you really think about it, but you have to stop being concerned with what everybody thinks, right? Princess Severia says, you know, I was afraid of change. You know, now change is a necessity for me. Change is a necessity for her now. And I get it. Once you get it, it's like the clouds open. it's like that ah moment. Ah, you know, you're no longer concerned. So remember, there's a thin line between that, right? Here's the old you, here's the new you. Some people will just say, well, you know what? I'm not concerned about what people think about me. if you're not concerned about what people think about the old you, the you that you're not supposed to be, then that is a problem. But I'm talking about the concern that you're not worried about how people are concerned about you changing your life, the things that you're supposed to do. I don't care if you're changing your hairstyle. I don't care if you change your makeup, change your clothes, change the way you walk, change the way you talk. All of it's a part of growth. And if people will say, well, you know, I'm trying to keep it real. I'm not going to change. I'm going to stay the same person. Good morning, Shannon Adams. Thanks for jumping on, dear. You know, I'm going to stay the same person. And if you're going to stay the same person, then what's the sense in it? You've got the world around you is changing. And you're wondering why you feel like such an outsider in your own body is because you're not evolving. You're not changing with the world. Why are you here if you're not willing to change? Think about it. Every day you get up. Some of us are frustrated because we're doing the same thing every single day. And we're saying, I'm just doing the same thing. I feel like I'm standing in one spot. Why? Because you're standing in one spot. Nobody can push you forward. Nobody can drag you forward. God knows people will try. But at the end of the day, you have to make the decision, man, to say, you know what? I want change in my life. And you got to start with the little subtle changes, because we say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So the little things that you do equate to bigger things. So you got to start somewhere, right? So, hey, what are you saying? I can't, absolutely, girl. Waiting to see you guys in Houston so much. Man. All right. She said, we're ready this time. We're going to see, Shannon. We're going to see, because we're ready. I'm going to tell you right now. Man. So I'm going to tell y'all. This whole thing about change, man, is really the baseline. It's the foundation of who you are. And don't allow people to tell you who you're supposed to be. You have, God gave you the ability to figure out, to know and hear who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do. The problem is we don't look at the man in the mirror long enough to actually affect the change that we need to affect, because we don't like what we see. So at the very foundation of who you are, you're supposed to change. You're supposed to do things different every day, because you learn lessons on what you did yesterday. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? You write those things down, and you try your best not to repeat the things that you did wrong, and you try your best to amplify the things that you did right. And you're right, Princess. You embrace change. And Shannon says, one step at a time. Let me tell you how we get caught up in our whole process. And you start feeling, you feel like the outsider already, right? Because you're not really living your own life. Somebody's sitting in your control booth, controlling everything that you do. And there's that thing that sits in the back of your head. Thank you guys for the love. There's that thing that sits in the back of your head that's telling you, this is not right. This is not right. I don't feel as if I'm being fulfilled. And a lot of us don't feel as if we're being fulfilled because we haven't started with the right vehicle to get us where we need to be. We talked about the cart and the horse. Some of us have the cart full of stuff. We just don't have the right vehicle. So whatever the vehicle is that you found, use that vehicle. And I said, use, use it. Use that vehicle to get you from step to step. Stop worrying about what people are saying over here. Stop worrying about who's doing this over here. Stop worrying about what level people are on. You know, I'm gonna play a song for you guys and here in a second, before we close this thing out, and just to show you guys that there's levels to this. And I think it'll wake you guys up, because you know, some of the words I don't even know what they are, but I do know that there are levels to this, right? And the fact that there are levels to this, you're no different. You're no different than anyone else having to go through their levels, their sacrifice. Because in order for you to become who you need to be, you definitely have to sacrifice the person that you are right now. And that sacrifice has to be made every single day. If you're not making that sacrifice every day, then that means you're worried about what other people are saying about you. Here's one thing that I know Pam and I always pride ourselves in. You know, we try real hard not to get caught looking, because we've gotten caught looking for so long, you know, in this industry for 20 plus years of direct sales and network marketing. We got caught looking at this person, looking at that person. And it's great to give the accolades. It's great to, you know, to be able to enjoy somebody else's success. But don't get caught so caught up on looking that you can't take the baby steps that you need to take. And in those baby steps, you will eventually have some giant, mother may I, giant steps that you can take as well. But you have to embrace that process and take the little steps. You have to crawl before you can walk. You have to walk before you can run. So all of these little foundational principles that you hear people talking about every day, you can't bypass those, right? You have to embrace them, and you have to not get caught looking. Don't get the shiny ball syndrome where you keep picking your head up looking, because every time you pick your head up looking, you get caught off course, right? Shannon Adams says, you know, that's good right there, and so true about fulfillment. She says, I was there almost 5 years ago. She says, get intimate and embrace your journey. You know, this thanks for the topic, and that's true. If you don't, it's like time waits for no person. The clock, I've never seen a clock stop moving unless it runs out of batteries, right? But you can look at another clock. The clock, time is always going to move, and time is relative, right? Time is the thing that we've put on things, but things are going to happen no matter what. So if the longer you take to realize that God has purpose for you, that you need to be fulfilled in your process, you're going to have some setbacks. But the matter of setbacks that you have, the amount of setbacks you have, you can start to control that, because now you're paying attention to how you failed and what you failed at. And now you're making those small tweaks that you need to make. But it's all about fine-tuning your life. Don't get caught up in exhorting everybody else around you that you forget to exhort yourself and pump yourself up and embrace yourself, love yourself. Go through your own process, because God called you to do something for you, and you do it for you long enough so people can see you doing it. And now what we say, what do we say on this show? This show is simply the platform for anybody and everybody to stand on to say, you know what, man, I can do it. I thought I couldn't, but now I realize that I can do it, because I see Princess doing it. I see Shannon doing it. I see Vicky doing it. I see Pam doing it. You know, I see Tashani doing it. I see all of these people doing it. Nobody can see you doing anything until you actually do it. And we talk about it all the time. I can't say this enough. We talk about the fact that, you know, diamonds were always created under pressure. And a lot of us want to be the diamond. We want to shine like a diamond, but we don't want the pressure. And the pressure is what's going to grow you. And it's not the pressure that everybody else puts on you. The greatest pressure that you could ever have in your life is the pressure that you put on yourself. And people say, well, don't overthink it. I agree. Don't overthink it. But be hard on yourself. People will tell you, don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah, no, absolutely. Be hard on yourself. You want to be great? Be hard on yourself. All right, don't settle for mistakes. If you're on a golf course, if you're on a tennis court, or whatever it is, if you want to put the ball 4 inches from the line and you mistakenly put it 10 inches from the line, don't settle for that. Work until you can put it 4 inches from the line. Don't let somebody tell you, no, it's okay, you try. Good. No, man, be harder on yourself. Understand exactly what you need to do and get it done. Now, I want to play this song for you guys and wake you up a little bit before we close out the show. We want to kind of be timely today. But I want to play this song. It'll wake you guys up a little bit. You know, and I want to say thank you, guys. I appreciate all of the comments, all of the love. Hey, welcome to the show, Sheila Blanchard. Welcome to the show, Ms. Gwen Bennett. Endurance under pressure. Absolutely right. Pressure, Sheila says, man. You know, time waits for no man, guys. So time is of the essence. You know, some of you aren't getting any younger, like myself, not getting any younger. So, you know, it's never too late to get everything cranked up in your life and do the things that you want to do. You know, your expectations are realistic. I don't see any reason why you can't start and do the things and have the things in life that you want. But there are levels to this, and you got to be willing to go through the level. This for all my Jamaican friends out there. Listen to this. We'll come back and wrap this thing up a little bit, all right?
Yo, Gamela, I'm to them boy, man. Them don't know some money. No, stop yourself.
Tell them some man a baller, sterling. Go round them music like a whirlwind. I forget the cheese, I forget the cheese. Not talk about the rust when me tell them determined. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal cause I live up to them. we got this song from a profile. We become rich host girl, cause I level sudden. Them can't walk in our shows, we not have nothing to prove, but I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Again. Get a youth food, start cook again. Enough stamp in a passport, book again. Suck your mother who attack, say we now do for them. Had mine to win a walk, put again. Drive past in a me car with the subwoofer them. Stop a summer can, you love father up again. The girl them love me, cause them want cook again. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal, cause I level sudden. We get this stamp of a profile. We become rich host girl, cause I level sudden. Them can't walk in our shows. We not have nothing to prove, but I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. We sip innocent. Them a go up a gun. Them boy they wake wake. Man a African. Great Kelowna kick. Jackie Chan. We a top dog. Them boy they a batty man. We not hype but floss in our tradition. Yeah, we depend them. David Radigan. Boss boy, you yeah, don't have to go up in a squad van. Boy, disappear, I'm in a magician. Man, I'm soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal, cause I level sudden. We got this stamp of a profile. We become rich host girl, cause I level sudden. Them can't walk in our shows. We no have nothing to prove, but I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Cook again, look again. Get a youth food, start cook again. Enough stamp in a passport, cook again. Suck your mother who attack, say we now do for them. Had mine to win a walk, put again. Drive past in a me car with the subwoofer for them. Stop a summer can, you love father up again. The girl them love me, cause them want cook again. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal, cause I level sudden. We got this stamp of a profile. We become rich host girl, cause I level sudden. Them can't walk in our shows. We not have nothing to prove, but I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We not normal, cause I level sudden. We got this stamp of a profile. We become rich host girl, cause I level sudden. Them can't walk in our shows. We not have nothing to prove, but I level sudden. Dog, I level sudden.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Some of y'all dancing, man. Y'all getting sweaty. Y'all need another shower. I know y'all right now. Get another shower, because y'all in that dance getting all sweaty, but I love it. Man, I want to wait. I'm going to set that as my wake-up tune to get up in the morning, man, because I don't know what he was saying, but all I know is that he was going off and he said there's levels to this, right? So, man, there's levels to everything we do in life. And you know, this episode, man, was really put together so that you understand the change that you go through. And more importantly, you're not afraid to go through those changes. Outside influences sometimes can be strong. We call it peer pressure. And when you allow the peer pressure to get you, it kind of drives you, you know, in a certain direction. And a lot of you know what I'm saying. When I say it doesn't feel right, you know, it's not sitting well with you. Not because you're lazy and you don't want to do anything. That's a different kind of feeling. But sometimes it doesn't feel right because it's not fulfilling to you. And you start to feel as if you're waking up every day and you're in a time loop and it seems like you're doing the same thing. I know for a fact that life was meant to be lived. And if you're not living life, I'm not saying that it's, you know, in terms of, you know, go out and party every day, drink, smoke and get, you know, and get wasted. But I'm saying life was meant to be lived. Life was meant to be enjoyed to the fullest. And you're welcome, Mignon. You know, life was meant to be enjoyed to the fullest. And if you're not enjoying life, at least taking those baby steps, I'm telling you, it's not going to feel good in the very beginning. You know, there's a lot of unknowns in there. If you, for all of you that hasn't, that really haven't had the opportunity to go back into, you know, the different episodes of the show, you know, take a moment and go to blogtalkradio.com/theground101. And there's a series, it's a 5-part series there that I did. And it was all about mastering your mindset. It took you from the beginning of understanding how you needed to take control of your life. And you can't take control of your life until you take control of what's here. And you have to be sitting at the control booth. And we went through the entire series, 5 different series. And even in that, you know, Pam had a series in there as well. She came and pumped everybody up and told you, you know, that you can, and you were meant to win, and told you exactly why you were meant to win, and empowered everybody, you know, as we close it out. And what I want to do is I want to pull it up, because I want to give you guys the exact series, because, you know, what we do on this show is we definitely try to bridge gaps. You know, we're not looking for a platform that's going to give us, you know, accolades and things of that nature. But there are people that go through some real life problems, and, you know, they don't know how to actually bridge that gap. They don't know how to get past those problems. But through the things that you guys say on the show, through the comments that you make, you know, people are able to get some closure. People are able to say, you know, oh, that's how I need to get past, you know, that. And so, and they start to realize that, you know, I'm not alone in this thing, right? So now I understand. I understand that, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, really try and live out my dream. What did God really have me to do? And now I feel comfortable. I feel empowered to actually go out and do it, right? So let me pull up this series, because I want you guys to write this down. As I said, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/grind101, and you'll be able to take advantage of this series. I have some guests on as well, and you'll be able to hear from them. And it's real life stuff. You know, it's real life stuff. Let's go back here. You can't handle the truth. Man, there's a lot of great episodes in there. And to be honest with you guys, when I first started doing this show, I really didn't know, you know, what God was going to really pour into me. Your butt is too big. You know, your B-U-T is too big. Yeah, that's a great one, man. I love that. But I really didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. But, you know, I was on a friend of mine's show, and the name of the show is the Cup, and it's Conversations with Uncompromised Pastors. And they talked about Jesus in the tomb, and when they put him in the tomb, they rolled this big rock away, right? They rolled the big rock in front of the tomb, and when they rolled the rock in front of the tomb, you know, nobody knew how they were going to get in to do what they needed to do to prepare Jesus, to prepare his body, because that's what they, you know, that's what they were accustomed to doing. But all they knew is that they had to get in. And if they were supposed to get in and they needed to get in, they weren't going to worry about the stone that was rolled, the big stone that was rolled in front of the tomb. They were just going to go and they were going to believe that the stone was going to be taken care of. And so what did they do? They prepared everything that they needed to prepare. And as they prepared everything, they wrapped it up, and they started on their journey. By the time they got to the tomb, what happened? You know, the stone was rolled away already from the tomb. So it's the same with your life, with, you know, you don't know what's going to happen until you start. But once you get on the right path, one thing that I do know is that where God leads, he provides. But we have to be patient enough through his provision to do the things that we need to do in the time frame that he wants us to do them in. It's not about the time frame that we want. God will send the right people in your path at the right time. See, a lot of us want too much too soon. And we're not comfortable with being comfortable and obedient in the small things that we have to do. You know, and who you are, your message overall doesn't change. You're changing in it. You're getting better, but your overall, the foundation of what you say you are, the purpose of why you're here, that doesn't change. But the different things that you go through to meet that purpose, to meet that vision, to meet those goals, you know, is what you do to get it really accomplished at the end. Tashani says, the song says, them can't walk in my shoes. Mima and nothing to, yeah, so they can't walk in my shoes. I have nothing to prove. And so that's Tashani's our resident Jamaican. She understands that song. Thank you, Tashani. absolutely. Thank y'all so much. Shannon Adams says, there's levels. See God, trust him, and you will understand it all. I'm so grateful. I'm living to make my life count. I must be better so I can be who God would have me be for my family and community. And thanks for this show. Awesome. Thank you too, Shannon. And you know, you guys have a voice. I love that. You know, you passed that threshold, Shannon, that breakaway point in your life where you understand that, you know what, I'm doing what I gotta do, you know, for me, first and foremost. And I feel it's the right thing. And if you feel it's the right thing, you know the feeling that you get once you start doing it. Then, you know, things start to line up for you, right? Things start to line up and you start to get more and more focused. And as you get more and more focused, things start to really go and move for you. But what happens is you don't get weary in well-doing, right? You don't all of a sudden start to say, I'm not going to do this now simply because, you know, this is, you know, things aren't lining up to me with the way I thought they would line up. You know, you just keep going because now you know your purpose. And it's going to be things that are going to come from the left and the right, you know, sometimes even behind you. But here's the key. Here's the key. All right. And this is what we talked about in the series, right? Things that are in front of you, you can see. If you keep moving, the things that are behind you will never catch you. Right. But you have to keep moving forward. You don't worry about what's behind you. All right. So the people that are in your core group, all right, your mastermind alliance, those people are the people that will help you with the attacks from the left and the attacks from the right. Pretty soon, when you keep your head down, you won't even notice those attacks because you can't even, nothing happens unless you give it power. Right. So the attacks that come from the left and the right, they're really just to try to throw you off track. And as they throw you off, if they throw you off, the only way they can really throw you off track is if you pay them attention, right? It can't have power unless you give it power. So if you start trying to address what's happening over here, address what such and such is saying, and this is what such and such did over here, and now I don't like that, so I got to say something. So now you've stopped. So now what's in the past starts to catch up with you. No, you have to bring it all together, get focused, keep moving, okay? And as you keep moving, ladies and gentlemen, you will find that the only attacks that you're going to see are right in front of you. And guess what? Cowards never really attacked you from the front. It's always from the back and the sides. People that attack you from the front, at least you can see them. And now you can see the attack coming because in success, you're always 2 to 3 steps ahead, right? So let me find out where this series starts for you guys. And the show is actually going to end. So all of my Blog Talk Radio friends, thank you so much for jumping on. And we'll see you guys on Tuesday. But I want to find this for all of my Facebook Live people. I want to find these episodes for you and where it starts. Oh, man, we got Burn the Box. Winning Starts With You, Great to Greater. We even got some network marketing tips show with that as well. Improvise, adapt, and overcome, which is the premise, you know, of this show. As you improvise, you adapt, you overcome. you wherever you are here. We're getting there. We're getting there. Fight for it. Man, it's some great stuff. Zone out, zone in. I'm going to put it out, guys, because there's so many episodes here. I'm going to put it out when this posts on Facebook for you guys, because I want you guys to take advantage of that series. That's right, Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, Shannon knows scripture. I got you. keep praying, staying focused on the goal. Mignon says, Rashonda Moore says, absolutely, don't fail, don't faint, just keep going. Sheila Blanchard says, you know, thanks for they not weary and well doing. You shall reap. Just keep moving. Absolutely. Nothing happens unless you give it power, Pam says. Rashonda Moore says, attention activates it, focus on it, and it expands. You know, and everything that you guys are saying is true. We apply it to our own lives, and that moves us forward. And we don't have to worry about the attacks that come from behind and the sides, any of that, and the attacks that come from the front. You know, those are minor attacks. You see them coming, and you're able to jump those hurdles, you know, and have a lot of clearance. So, you know, guys, thank you for jumping on the show this morning. Man, I am so humbled that you guys will hang out with me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you so much. Hopefully something that has been said is going to bridge some gaps, and you guys can take it and apply it to your lives so people can see it and see the shine coming from you, and they can apply it, you know, to their lives. Because remember, God put you on this earth to be an example for everybody else. And you can't be that example unless you are first partaker in everything that you do. So, guys, don't talk about it. Be about it. And let your light shine, and everybody, everything else will take care of itself. God bless you guys. Thank you for jumping in. And hopefully Facebook Live may or may not let this stay up. But we'll see. So God bless you guys. Have a great day.